Tachat my parabab mission yid beis. I'm arch. I'm al lechaver. Kachli agud esyer. Kachli gluskin echad. Lekeas tam upat. And I'm arch. Somebody doesn't take mitzvah from the food that he eats. Who tells a chaver? Chaver is somebody who does take mitzvah to buy for him a bundle of vegetables or to buy for him a loaf of bread. As a chaver was going to the store to buy some vegetables or buy bread for himself. And Amar told the chaver that when he goes to the store to buy vegetables or bread for himself, he should buy for him vegetables or bread as well. The Mishnah tells us that the chaver, when he buys the vegetables for both himself and Amar, or when he buys the loaves of bread for both himself and Amar, doesn't have to specify the time of the purchase, which one is buying for the Amarites and which one he is buying for himself. And even so, he can go ahead and give the vegetables or the bread to the Amarites without taking miser from it. Even though the halacha is that a chaver that has produce or bread that belongs to himself, he can't give it to an Amarite without taking miser from it first, as he doesn't want to be the cause for an Amarite to eat vegetables or bread without taking off miser. But in this case, the vegetables or the bread that he buys for the Amarit never belongs to him, as he bought it originally for the Amarit. And even though he did not specify at the time of the purchase which one is for him and which one is for the Amarit, we would say yesh breira, meaning to say the vegetables or the bread that he ends up giving to an Amarit, that was the vegetable or the bread that was destined to be for the Amarit in the first place. That was the one that he bought for the Amarit originally, and therefore he is not trading what he bought for himself and giving that one to the Amarites. Instead, the one he gives to the Amarites is the one that he originally bought for the Amarites in the first place, as we would say, yesh breira. So therefore, since the one he gives to the Amarites is the one he originally bought for the Amarites in the first place, it never belonged to him, and is not giving the Amarites produce that once belonged to him. So therefore, he doesn't have to take miser from it before he gives it to the Amarites. The Imam Asher leaves that, the Zesha Chavera, the Nigarvu, Chayv La'asir La'afilu Heimer. But if at the time he purchased the vegetables or the bread, he specified which one he was buying for the Amarit and which one he was buying for himself, and at the end it got mixed up, and he doesn't know if the one he gave to the Amarit is the one that he originally bought for the Amarit, in such a case, he would not be allowed to give the vegetables or the bread to Amarit without first taking miser from the produce. Even if he bought 100 breads for the Amarit, or 100 bundles of vegetables for the Amarit, and only one for himself, he has to take off miser from all of them before giving them to the Amarit. And since originally when he bought it, he specified which one was for the Amarit and which one was for himself, and then they got mixed up. In this case, we don't say breira. We don't say that the one he gave to the Amarit is the one that he bought for the Amarit in the first place, as when we specify which one was to the Amarit and which one was to himself, and afterwards it got mixed up, we no longer say breira, and therefore it's possible that the one he gives to the Amarit is not the one he bought for the Amarit in the first place. Maybe he's giving the Amarit the produce that he bought for himself. And a chaver is not allowed to give an Amarit produce that once belonged to him, as he is causing that the produce that belonged to him might be eaten by the Amarit without taking off miser. So therefore, in this case, he has to take off miser from the produce before giving it to the Amarites. Sachet my parabab mishnah alef amazmen et chavero sheyoichu etzua v'hu eino ma'amino ala miser. Somebody who was invited to eat a meal by his friend, but he doesn't trust his friend with regards to miser. His friend is an Amarit who can't be trusted to take off miser from the food that he will be serving. Now we had previously that if the Amarit takes a vow that if you don't eat by it, he is forbidding you to have any benefit from his property. In such a case, you would be allowed to eat one meal by him. So in this Mishnah, we're talking about where the Amarit did not take such a netter. Or some say that which the Mishnah said previously, that if the Amarit takes a netter that you can't have benefit from his property, that you are allowed to eat one meal by him, that's only if the meal that you eat by him is a wedding meal of a bachur that married a basula. But otherwise, even that meal, you would not be allowed to eat by him. So in this Mishnah, we're not talking about a wedding meal, we're talking about a regular meal. So therefore, you cannot eat by the Amarit, even if he does take a netter. Oimer me'er shabbat, ma'ashani yasu la'afir shlamacha, hareyu ma'isr, u'shar ma'isr samachlo. You should make a condition on Erev Shabbat that I'm going to take off tomorrow will be ma'isr, and the rest of the ma'isr should be next week. If you make a condition before Shabbat, that you'll take off the ma'aser from the food that you eat by the Amaret prior to eating it, that will allow you to take off the ma'aser on Shabbat. And that way you can eat by the Amaret since you're taking off the ma'aser prior to eating the food. Now, normally you cannot take ma'aser from food on Shabbat. Even from Ma'aser, you're not allowed to take off ma'aser from the food on Shabbat. Only at Ben HaShemashes would you be allowed to take off ma'aser from the ma'aser. But on Shabbat itself, you can't take off the ma'aser. But in this case, since you're making condition before Shabbat that you're going to be taking off the ma'aser on Shabbat, that will allow you to take off the ma'aser from the food on Shabbat. So you should say on Erev Shabbat, what I'm going to eat tomorrow by the Amaret, I'm going to take off a little bit of the food, and that little bit that I take off, which is 1/100th, should be ma'aser. It's actually going to be the trumah ma'aser. That's the only thing that you're actually taking off, but you first have to call it ma'aser. If you can't take off trumah ma'aser before giving it a shame ma'aser. So the 1/100th that I'm going to take off tomorrow should be ma'aser. But of course, that's not enough for the ma'aser. You need 10% for the ma'aser, not just 1/100th. But you're only taking off 1/100th because you're taking off the part that's trumah ma'aser. That's the part that you're not allowed to eat. So you're going to take off 1/100th, and that should be ma'aser. And the rest of the 10% should be next to it. The rest of the 10% to make up the entire 10% of the ma'aser should be right next to the trumah ma'aser that I'm going to take off. Just the rest of the ma'aser you're not going to take off. You're just going to give it a shame ma'aser. And once you give a 10% to shame ma'aser, then you can take off the trumah ma'aser. Zesha asiti ma'aser asui trumah ma'aser alav. And the 1/100th that I took off after I give it a shame ma'aser, it should be trumah ma'aser for the rest of the ma'aser. And the trumah ma'aser is the only part of the food that you're not allowed to eat. The trumah ma'aser has to be given to the kohen. And the rest of the ma'aser you would be allowed to eat. So the rest of the ma'aser you don't actually have to take off. You just have to give it a shame ma'aser. U'ma'aser sheni v'tzpono o bedromo u'macholo alamos. And the ma'aser sheni should be to the north or to the south of the food. And I'm redeeming it right now in Erev Shabbos onto money. And that way, since you are making it tonight, you're making a condition that you're going to be taking off the ma'aser tomorrow from the food that you're eating. That will allow you to eat by the Amaret even on Shabbos. And then when you get to the Amaret's house on Shabbos, all you have to do is simply take the 1/100th off, which would be the trumah ma'aser. That part you don't eat. The rest of it you would be allowed to eat.